This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza, causing renewed concerns about civilian deaths. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters the US has urged Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms as children screamed for their mothers and anxious relatives urged for help. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Director General of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Robert Mardini, said Saturday, resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has been intense and put pressure on people already under tremendous strain. Speaking to Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN climate summit in Dubai, Mardini said they do not have precise reports, but he knows the situation has picked up where it left off.
Everything in Gaza is at a breaking point. Civilians are displaced. Numbers of injured people, severely injured people who are waiting for treatment in hospitals that also are reaching a breaking point where nurses and doctors have been working 24/7 with very limited resources. So, of course, we're doing everything we can to support the provision of health care.
Mardini described Gaza as being in, quote, shambles and rubble. For additional stories,